questions for Larry? First, I guess, sort of those big play that 4-4 came on the blitz. What you saw, and how that kind of turned into you guys?
Well, we knew he was scrambling quarterback, and he always looked to take the ball and run with his feet. And Coach called a back dagger call, and just after me going on a blitz, and I came up the hole, and it was wide open, and he started scrambling all over the place, so I just stayed in contain and wrapped him up for the tackle.
Sir, what do you think has happened that gives you guys the confidence now to be able to make those kind of plays, and the play that you and Zach made on the goal line on 3rd-and-1? What's happened with this defense and with this team to get you guys in position to do that?
Well, I think guys aren't out there trying to do too much. I think everybody's playing their assignment football. So, I mean, it makes it easy when you're doing your job because you know your teammates are going to be in the right position. So it's confidence in our teammates and it's confidence in the coaches calling the right plays at the right time.
Larry, when you blitz and you don't get to the guy right first, what's kind of your mix? You just kind of stay with him or keep tracking him?
Well, what we practiced all week was keeping up. Blitzing up his upfield shoulder because we knew he didn't want to pass the ball. He wanted to use his feet, you know, and scramble around and try to make a play with his feet. So that was our basic rule: keep him contained and wrap him up.
Were you surprised he didn't look to run more in the second half? Then I think he ran for 97 yards in the first quarter and then only 20 or 30 after that.
Yeah, I was surprised that they didn't come out and try to spread us out and then give him room to run the ball.
Well,
I think it's a confidence booster going into next week's game. That's just something to build on. So I don't really pay attention to stats. I'm not a stat guy. So, I mean, I didn't even know that. So, I mean, it is a confidence booster, and we're getting better every week as a defense.
Hey, Larry, describe halftime what's said amongst the players. How different that feels that the players are doing it themselves and the coaches really don't have to motivate you guys.
Coaches don't. At halftime, me and Philip Diller, we were in the middle, and everybody kind of huddled around us, and we told the offense, we got y'all back. We got y'all back. And all the coaches could do is call the plays. It's up to us to go out in the field and execute. So we told the offense we had their back, and they said they had our backs. So, I mean, we just went out there and played together as a family.
Any other questions, Larry?
Well, I think they're a gimmick team, and they want to try to trick you. They don't want to line up and straight run the ball or run routes. They want to line up and try to out-trick you and then sneak guys in the game and sneak different personnel. So that kind of threw us off guard, and then we made that adjustment at halftime, and we got to correct it when we came in the locker room.
Any